Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, March 18th. The grains closed mixed with May corn down 8¾ cents, closing at 335¼. May wheat up 9 cents, closing at 508¼. May beans up 1¼, closing at 825½. Wild day here today. The crude oil was down $6 a barrel. That dragged the corn down, once again bringing into question the ethanol commitment out here. Certainly looks bad out here. Corn got into some support area, should be some support around 330, maybe again at 320, but we're getting awful cheap in my opinion. The wheat was strong. The Egyptians called back their grain inspectors from Ukraine and Russia. They're going to put them in quarantine for 14 days, but the thought is that if they're not going to get exports from Russia or Ukraine, then they're going to come to U.S. So that's why the wheat was strong, and hopefully that they're right. The beans were at one point about 14 cents higher when the wheat was on its highs, but sold off as the corn sold off again and as the crude oil broke. The beans are trying to hang in there. They had their big hit 2 days ago, and now they're trying to consolidate a little bit. Hopefully we're near bottoms out here, but obviously we've been in a panic situation. I'm sure there's been huge margin calls. Hopefully the worst is over out there. What's going to turn this thing around? You know, if the Saudis came out overnight and said they're cutting oil production to raise the price of oil, we could be at $30 a barrel overnight if they want to stop the price wars with the Russians. If there was some flattening of the curve out there as far as the virus goes, that would be helpful. If somebody says they've got a vaccine that works, that would be helpful. But without something of that nature, these grain prices are going to have a tough time rallying out here. The U.S. dollar was up $1.65 or $0.65, closing well over 101. So, you know, it just makes it hard to think about exports with the dollar being that strong. That's the highest dollar price we've seen in quite some time. So things just don't look great out here. I don't know when it's going to turn around, but it always seems to be looks the worst at the bottom, and it certainly couldn't look a whole lot worse than it does now. Cattle put in a wild day, limit up to limit down, and then came off the limit. But again, there's an awful lot of volatility in these markets. The Dow Jones was down 2,000 the last I looked. So that doesn't help. Obviously, the coronavirus and all the restaurants closing down is making a big difference out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.